Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live. It's the live Saturday episode of the program. Phones are open if you want to join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Bigless Mountaineer.
And just like when I was on your mom, Elon Musk pulls out of Twitter.
We covered it last night here on Free Talk Live.
I know, but I had to get that little jabby joke in there.
He's trying to pull out of the deal, but the Twitter people are saying they're going to sue to force him to finish this deal.
Yeah, he tries to pull out of Twitter, and they're going to force him to finish.
So we'll see how that goes.
I want your baby!
If you want to talk about it, we did discuss it last night, but the phones are always open here, so if you felt like you needed to say something additional, I feel like we covered it pretty good.
So it's the Reverend Captain Kickass, in case you were wondering who the third guy is.
And also, I know, Peekless, you wanted to talk about the Guidestones, the Georgia Guidestones.
I did.
Which we also covered last night, but there was some, I guess, another aspect to it that you wanted to bring out for listeners that don't know. The Georgia Guidestones were this mysteriously constructed and placed monument, basically, that was cooked up by, we still don't really know who. There's some speculation that it might be the Rosicrucians, which is some sort of an old cult, I guess.
Yeah, there was a really important published piece for the Rosicrucians by R.C. Rosencrantz, and this was Robert C. Christian. And so, I mean, there is some reason for the speculation there. But the big thing, because, you know, we're all about property rights. You know, non-aggression principle, property
types,
rights.
Yeah.
So this came up in conversation last night, and apparently it's just not well known that they went to extraordinary efforts to make sure that there was no record whatsoever of whose land this was.
How can that even be?
Well, it was
paying taxes on it, right?
No, it was this weird backroom sort of corrupt deal where this guy had had an inn at the bank, and because he had a friend at the bank, they destroyed the record, even though they weren't supposed to do that, and it was kind of illegal. But yeah, no, they went to this extraordinary length to make sure that there is no record of whose land this is.
This land's not your land. This land's not my land.
Right. So, and I think it's important to point out, because of that, okay, you have abdicated your ownership of this property. That returns it to nature. So whoever wants to do whatever they want to with this land at this point, they can. Someone decided to do a little bit of remodeling, and I gotta say, I approve.
I was gonna say, well, in an ideal world, yes, all of what you said is true as far as the land returning to nature. However, we all know that the land then returns to the power of the state.
Which makes me even happier about it being destroyed.
So the other thing that's...
And that's actually... I do want to double down on that, because, like, they found this weird way of making it so this belonged to the state, and the state was the only one that you could point to as the owner of this property. So, I mean...
Did they donate it to the state or something?
Kind of.
I mean, we all know that
they donated it to everyone for posterity.
I see.
We all know that the state is the real owner of, well, all property anyway.
Right. But, I mean, they had this sort of wacky way of making that quasi-official. And I got to tell you, having a piece of essentially state property, you know, public property as they call it, that talks about maintaining the population of the earth at 500 million people... that's really upsetting.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I was going to point that out. That's certainly the most relevant portion of the text on the Georgia Guidestones. It's also the number one point, apparently, on there's 10 different points. We went over all 10 of them I think Friday night shows.
And I think you guys kind of glossed over the whole, like, so I think it was point two about, I mean, basically eugenics. Oh, well, we've got to guide the reproduction of the planet. And it's like, whoa, that's
well, that's
creepy.
The only way they're going to get to half a billion people is through eugenics and actual extermination.
Well, there's
right?
two ways. So, and the people who will defend this way of thinking, whether Guidestone specifically or not, the two ways of having a population that is low enough, you can kill a whole lot of people. Or you could just sterilize a lot of people.
And maybe vaccines are going to do that.
Maybe if we just gave this vaccine to almost everyone on the planet and got really upset if we didn't give it to everyone on the planet, that just seems to massively reduce people's ability to have children.
There is a third way, and I just thought about it now, and that could be that everybody accepts, what's the number?
500 million.
Everybody except 500 million people migrates off this planet to a new one. or several new ones.
You know, there's been a very large interest in vasectomies after the Supreme Court decision regarding Roe versus Wade. Apparently the Google searches for the word vasectomy shot up like a hockey stick.
I'd be willing to bet that vasectomy clinics are packed.
I bet you're right.
Yeah. Well, I would like to see, coming out of this, a lot of things, but one of the things that I think would be nice to see coming out of this is the legalization of male birth control, because it's existed, it's been tested, but it has never been approved for consumption. We're not allowed to have that technology.
Well, you know, combine the, you know, Roe versus Wade recent thing, and then, of course, the way most family court law is stacked against men with regards to birth and all that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
I could definitely see a spike in the vasectomy clinics and people inquiring as to how much, when, where, you know, is it reversible, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to weigh in on that, you're welcome to. The number here is 603-283-6160, but I think all of us had a story tonight in mind to talk about, and that is about worldwide massive protests that are happening.
Oh,
now,
one last thing before we get into that. I just wanted to voice my approval for the symbolic nature of destroying something that advocates the death of most humans. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I feel as good about that as a lot of people feel bad about January 6th.
Okay, very good. Again, if you want to jump in, 603-283-6160. The story that I think a lot of us wanted to cover tonight wasn't exactly the same. Peekless, you wanted to talk about the farmer protests that have been going on in the Netherlands. And when you brought that up, I said, well, have you heard about Sri Lanka? And you hadn't, and I've seen some of the headlines, but I haven't looked at all the details. I've seen the photos, which have been just absolutely stunning with God knows how many hundreds of thousands of people in the streets there, not just protesting, quote unquote, but actually taking over the home of the president of Sri Lanka.
Yeah, imagine if January 6th in the United States were as bad as some people made it out to be.
Right.
That's going on in Sri Lanka. It's so bad that they have literally scared the president into resignation.
Yes.
The president has taken refuge at an undisclosed location and has quit. Now, I was making
That's
a comment.
That's what you call an insurrection.
I was making That's a comment earlier today because I don't find a whole lot of value in most protests, particularly in the United States.
No, because usually
protests.
It's just waving a few signs and chanting or whatever.
And nothing really gets accomplished.
Yeah.
However, it would end like
an exception to
this.
That.
Probably can't be called a protest at this point, but you know, trying to do things supposedly to help making things worse, rampant inflation, right? So they've got, you know, all the pillars have been knocked down causing this civil unrest. And so literally this is them firing their president, literally. And he's like, sorry, I quit. I'm so scared.
Well, I would say there are four potential uses for protesting. One of them is this. Sometimes a protest can actually lead to the end of a despotic government. One of them is you do make good connections that way. You can, you know, get people's numbers.
Networking.
Exactly. Use it as a networking event. One of them is, you know, just sort of to bring awareness to, yes, there are people upset about this. And one of them is, it's kind of a subtle thing, but like by questioning a narrative, you keep people from falling for it quite as completely by just letting people know that there are people that question an idea.
That's true. In fact, there was a protest here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire today with tens of people attending. But that's nowhere near as important as what's happening in Sri Lanka. So we'll continue with that and the Netherlands farmers. What's going on there? Plus, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Free talk.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Talk Live. You can join us here live Saturday show if you want to. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I want to say thanks to Jack Glansberg, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. Jack has joined us, joined the AMPS program for silver level, which means he's doing $5 a month. And that's all we ask for. And thank you, Jack, for helping us out there.
That's
you,
a fact, Jack.
You can join Jack over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. And contribute there via your credit card, debit card, or your PayPal account. And you get some cool perks. And you help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. So thank you, Jack. And once again, that's amps.freetalklive.com. We're going to talk about what's happened in Sri Lanka, where the president is resigning after protesters entered his residence in huge numbers, and also apparently visited and set on fire the residence of the prime minister as well there.
So I just wanted to clear up something that was said. They're not getting rid of their government. They're only getting rid of the guy running the thing.
Oh,
and
man,
and in fact, his resignation tweet says, "To ensure the continuation of government, including the safety of all citizens, I accept the best recommendation of party leaders today to make way for an all-party government to facilitate this. I will resign as prime minister."
Well, they can't have the church being destroyed. They have to bring a new minister in and so on. So we'll get into that.
And that is really a concern for me with everyone's, Biden's an illegitimate president. They're all illegitimate. Like, that would be the worst possible outcome is if there was, some kind of, violent uprising like they had in Sri Lanka, and then they just take out this president and put a different president in.
We can talk more about it coming up here, but actually we got Ridley on the line, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Hello, Ridley.
Okay, I'm going to do something I never do and go off topic here and talk Texit instead of NH Exit.
Oh, okay, Texit.
Texit, not Flexit?
The secession plan to have Texas declare independence from the United States. What's going on over there?
So one of the reasons you have an independence movement is to sort of flush the government out into the open and make them a little bit more desperate so they start doing crazy things and make everybody angry at them. And apparently Texas has accomplished this.
Hmm.
And this is not really very new information. It's just that I just now got to listening to the postmortems from there. They ran a guy for a lieutenant governor and had a slew of candidates, independent candidates in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently they're alleging massive voter fraud like they've never seen before in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a speech that Daniel Miller made in March. So I'm just now getting around to this. Have you guys reported on this at all or?
No, not familiar with what you're talking about. No, and we saw Daniel Miller speak in March, so I didn't see that.
Yeah, I know him. He's probably America's most interesting politician, and he's pretty serious business. He's a pretty serious run for lieutenant governor.
Can't be more interesting than Vermin Supreme.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, he's a hilarious guy to listen to, but he's not an act, right? He's just a funny guy.
No, he does have a good sense of humor. It was really great having him here in New Hampshire. He was at the Liberty Forum, which is the yearly convention the Free State Project puts on, and he was actually attending there because he was on the secession panel, and the panel would have been much, much less interesting without his presence. I mean, he's got a great sense of humor and a lot of knowledge. He's been doing Texas secession for something like 3 decades now.
So he says that they had precincts that were reporting over 100% turnout.
Uh-oh.
And mysteriously voting for establishment candidates.
Mm.
And all the ballots apparently disappeared into the hands of police, and the chain of custody was lost.
Oh, my.
Wow.
He says one of the independent candidates, someone shot their dog.
Oh, God.
Wow.
And the independent candidates, some of them were filing lawsuits. There's this part of the voting machines over there, which you look at to see if there's been tampering.
Mm-hmm.
They were denied that those kind of not, that, that, that kind of didn't happen. They were denied access to look at those.
Status quo is going to pull out all the stops to try to keep their power and keep things as is. We know that that's how the system works. I mean, they don't want to they don't want to have their power reduced.
He said pull out.
And secession would absolutely reduce some of the influence that some of these politicians, like a lot of these people at the state level, even though they would have more influence over the nation of Texas or the nation of New Hampshire, a lot of them have visions to be in Washington, D.C., and they don't want to lose any opportunity to move into that corrupt world.
Well, and they'd rather run, like, you know, if they're a senator, they'd rather run, like, 1/50th of this level of GDP than even to have a position in complete control over the percentage of GDP that is Texas.
I've never thought of it that way before, but, yeah, aspiring politicians are corruption ladder climbers. And the only way they can climb the ladder of corruption is to be more corrupt than they previously were and be more corrupt than their opponents.
Mm-hmm.
So what else is going on that we need to know about with the Texas thing?
Miller also claimed that, and I don't, this is a complex claim to some extent that I didn't fully understand, but he claimed that results indicated actual support for independence. I guess some of their people must have gotten elected anyway, despite what was going on. And there were just it was like there was some parts of the election that he felt were not influenced by corruption, and those parts of the election showed a majority of people supporting independence. But it's complicated, and I don't really know how to understand it yet or explain it.
Well, I am excited that as soon as the end of next week, so maybe by next Saturday night, we may have some results coming out from what may be first ever poll about secession, like where the right questions get asked. Because there have been other polls where some mainstream opinion pollster asks a question that's tangentially related to or kind of talks about secession.
Like, hey, if the rest of the people in your region were seceding, how would you feel about that instead of just straight up, how do you feel about secession?
Right, or your state specifically leaving. We've seen regional secession polls, but not anything about each individual state. So there is a survey that was commissioned by the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence.
And awesome.
As I understand it, and I'm not involved, you know, officially with them, so I'm not on the board of directors. I can't speak for them. But as I understand it, somebody came along with like $50,000 and said, I want you to commission this survey, and that person is anonymous, apparently. They said, I want this survey to survey 8 states, and I believe Texas is one of those states. New Hampshire is another one. I'm not sure what the rest are.
Florida,
California,
maybe.
And Florida, but I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say my guess would be CalExit was definitely a thing that I've been hearing.
Yeah, they should do CalExit.
It's been around.
I don't know if they are. Yeah. But anyway, 8 states. The results are apparently in, but the board of directors of the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence has to review and decide how to release this, and so they're going to try to figure that out probably.
I would love a nice, peaceful divorce.
Sometime this month. So we're going to maybe have some idea of, you know, from a scientific survey of what Americans in at least several states believe about independence. Thank you, Dave, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken criticizing what he called China's alignment with Russia after talking to his Chinese counterpart.
What you hear from Beijing is that it claims to be neutral. I would start with the proposition that
it's pretty hard to be neutral when it comes to this aggression.
Blinken was overseas for a G20 meeting that ended Friday, Western diplomats condemning Russia's war with Ukraine. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov walked out of summit sessions twice, accusing the West of rabid Russophobia. Sri Lanka's president and prime minister are stepping down. That after thousands stormed the president's home to protest worsening economic conditions in the country, it was not clear if the president was inside at the time. The country is currently seeking a bailout from the International Monetary Fund. This is USA Radio News. A 911 operator is facing manslaughter and other charges for not sending help right away to a woman who later died from internal bleeding.
The 54-year-old was found dead in July 2020, a day after her daughter pleaded with emergency services for help. Leon Lee Price took the call but refused to send an ambulance until he'd been given more assurance that the woman would actually go to the hospital if help arrived. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Elon Musk wants out of his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter. According to a letter from a lawyer found in an SEC filing, the company has not responded to Musk's requests for information concerning fake or spam accounts. The deal to buy the social media company was announced 3 months ago. Wall Street won its third out of the last 14 weeks. You are listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open here on this live Saturday episode. If you want to join the show, whether you want to talk about independence or fashioned uprising and overthrow of the president of Sri Lanka, apparently, has happened. He is now resigning as protesters have taken over his house, and they set the prime minister's house on fire to boot.
I mean, that if there were to be an effective protest, this sounds like it's one of them.
Yeah, if their goal was to make these people go away, they appear to be going away. We can tell you more about it coming up here, but I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. You want to start looking into alternatives to government money systems? Check out Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page. That'll take you some introductory videos there, and just spend a few minutes, more than a few if you've got time. But the first video, I think, is all of 3 minutes long, and it'll go over some of the basics that you need to understand. You don't want to get into this blind. You want to learn about what makes Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and cryptocurrency special, what makes it different from the government monies of the world. Once again, go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page. If you're not a new user and you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got you covered there over at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. Captain, you've been following the Sri Lanka situation. I have seen some of the headlines, but I hadn't taken the time today because I was actually out at this protest today here right. in Keene, New Hampshire, where some Democrats apparently were holding what they were calling an anti-free state project outreach or protest or rally or whatever it was called. And so I spent most of my afternoon there. And then since then, I've been editing video. But
did they tell you where to put donations? Because I kind of want to donate to these people.
The Cheshire Democrats?
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen like some of the comic books coming out from the anti-free staters, but they're fantastic.
Comic books?
Yeah, like there's these illustrated drawings about...
Like political comics. Yeah, I've seen those. Yeah.
Sorry, not like full-page, you know, Marvel or anything like that.
I'm sure they would be happy to take your money and use it against us, and then by all means...
Hey, as long as they're using it against us by giving me more of those political comics,
they are pretty entertaining.
All fair.
Yeah, and we can talk more about what happened today, but the Sri Lanka situation's pretty intense. What is happening out there?
So you've seen the visuals. So
are priceless too.
If you haven't seen the visuals, this looks just like I can't even tell that it's people. There's like an overhead shot, and it looks like new dark gravel has been, you know, surrounded, you know, the Capitol building, that kind of a thing. But it says social unrest comes as the country has suffered runaway inflation, shortages of food, shortages of fuel, and depleting foreign exchange reserves. Again, these are all the sort of the pillars that we talk about of when a society collapses, or a government at least collapses.
Yeah, so, I will say that because I keep sort of an ear to the ground on food, and most of the bad news that I was hearing was coming out of Sri Lanka. Like, they seem to have hit, like, they were hit the hardest with a lot of the food shortages and fuel shortages that were going on.
According to a report filed at Bloomberg.com July 5th, Sri Lanka is at approximately 54.6% consumer price inflation compared to this time last year.
Ow.
So they are in hyperinflation mode at this point.
Yeah, thousands of protesters stormed Sri Lankan president's official residence as part of the anti-government demonstration calling for his resignation following the country's economic collapse. They're not even making bones about it. This is from Zero Hedge, by the way.
Mm.
Demonstrators marched to Sri Lanka's commercial capital of Colombo early Saturday. They jumped security fences surrounding the residence and overran the president's security forces. The president was evacuated from the palace around 1,000 local time. His secretary told Bloomberg the president was escorted to safety. A senior defense source told AFP he's still the president and he's still being protected by a military unit. Alleged footage of the president fleeing on a naval ship surfaced on a Twitter account called Unity News Net, UNN. Footage uploaded to social media platforms shows thousands of protesters surrounding the palace. And
hundreds of thousands.
Inside. Yeah, it is.
I mean,
it's
insane.
Think of, I don't even know how to describe this. Think of the most packed outdoor rock concert you could imagine.
Yeah.
Multiply that by a couple hundred times.
Yeah, BBC doesn't show those images, but they do admit that there are hundreds of thousands of people in Colombo today. That are calling for the resignation of the president, who has now agreed, apparently, to... or apparently the prime minister and the president have both agreed to step down.
Right, and so if both of them step down, then whoever the next guy in line is, if I remember correctly, gets to sort of, you know, be the temporary guy for like a month, and then I think the government has to have some sort of... I don't know if they're going to have an election. I don't know how they proceed there in Sri Lanka, but I imagine that's what's going to happen. And then they'll just choose another guy who will, you know, probably not be much better. And, you know, they're going to be a very poor people for the coming future, near as I can tell.
One protester, Fiona Sirmana, who was demonstrating at the president's house, said it was time, quote, to get rid of the president and the prime minister and to have a new era for Sri Lanka. She told Reuters further, quote, I feel very, very sad they didn't go earlier, because had they gone earlier, there wouldn't have been any destruction. She told Reuters the home of one of them was set on fire Saturday after protesters broke in and set it alight. Videos circulating on social media show flames lighting up the night sky. Crowds had earlier overrun the official residence of the president, lounging in its staterooms and jumping in his pool.
So they did include a sort of an infographic here in the article.
Yeah.
And so this infographic says, currently Sri Lanka is $51 billion in debt. They have a 39% current consumer inflation. That's
$51 billion. That's like nothing.
But they have $50 million foreign currency reserve. So,
well, $51 billion.
Yes,
isn't that Isn't that significantly more than the U.S. is in debt?
No, there's $30 trillion.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the B, not the T. Yeah, the billion, not the trillion.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. So, at any rate...
$50 billion? Jeez, that's like one company.
Chump change.
The country's recent default on its debt payments will discourage lenders to provide funds, and with little foreign currency to buy even food and fuel imports, it'll be a long time before the debts can be paid.
Yeah, according to the story that I was looking at earlier, apparently they are out of dollars. Bloomberg reporting Sri Lanka is completely out of dollars with which to purchase fuel and is printing rupees to pay local salaries. And again, inflation rates are closing in on 60% now. So, yeah, but it can't happen here.
Oh, yeah.
It can't happen here.
It's already happening here.
Well, and the thing that strikes me about this is just it puts another nail in the coffin of, like, sovereign debt. Because there was this, you know, massive global system of, well, a country can't fail. It's sovereign debt. Mm. That's totally different from normal debt. And yes, it can fail.
I see a bunch of uneducated people online, particularly when referencing the United States' current situation with the price of gasoline and that type of thing, the inflation that we're seeing on goods, you know, groceries and that kind of a thing. And they're saying, well, it can't be Joe Biden's fault because this is happening all over the world. Right, and this is their sort of mental gymnastics that they go through to, like, justify, you know, their president,
well, yes,
that they elected,
no,
or whatever. So they're right, yeah,
like, yes and no, like, okay, the fact that this has been building for over a century definitely had a lot to do with why it is all over the world,
right.
And that is not Joe Biden's fault.
If you understand the phenomena,
that would be the yes part of this.
If you understand the phenomena known as central banking, then it makes sense that, yes, this is why we're seeing inflation globally. This is why we're seeing stuff like Sri Lanka. These are just sort of the, I don't know, shots across the bow. These are the warning shots that, yeah, hey, if it's happening to a place like this, a small place with, you know, a very, we'll say, a more fragile economy, they don't have the population, their gross domestic product was basically tourism, and that got kicked by the wayside thanks to all the COVID lockdowns and that kind of thing. So if you understand central banking and how that creates these countries' debt, then of course it's going to happen globally, and right, we're just seeing the cracks in the ice right now.
Well, don't worry, guys. The International Monetary Fund can swoop in and provide billions and billions of dollars just so long as Sri Lanka agrees to just a few terms.
You mean the insane MFers?
There's more coming up here in moments. The number 603-283-6160. You can join us on free.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian Peekless Mountaineer and Captain Kickass in the studio here tonight. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here every single night. If you didn't know it, we do this thing 7 nights per week.
Fact.
On Free Talk Live. If you missed a moment, you can always go download them anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. The archives are free. Actually, the whole website's free, so please enjoy all the features there. And if you want to subscribe to receive the show as they are released every single night, you can do that over at feeds.freetalklive.com. We have podcast RSS feeds there. You can copy those, drop it into your favorite podcast client, and you'll automatically receive episodes.
And heck, I'm on the show, and sometimes I, you know, will forget a thing. Mm. I'll be like, oh yeah, what was? Oh, I got to go back and listen to that episode. Or somebody will mention a website or some sort of resource that came up about whatever topic, and so I'll go back and re-listen.
So we're talking about Sri Lanka, which is a country of apparently about 22 million people that are having massive protests, which even the BBC is admitting hundreds of thousands are in the streets of the country's capital today.
22 million, that's what, the size of the U.S. prison population?
No, I think prison population is like 200,000. Is it 2 million?
How big is New York City?
It's federal prison population is 200,000. I think the whole country is like 2 million or something.
Oh, okay.
If I recall.
Because when I did the math, the total incarceration population in the United States would be the fourth largest city in the U.S.
Wow. That's certainly one of the
biggest. That's how many people are in cages.
It's also larger than several states as far as their populations as well.
For sure. But before we go on, we were talking during the break about Sri Lanka in particular. If anybody's listening in Sri Lanka or has relatives or friends in Sri Lanka, please suggest that they begin adopting cryptocurrency if they already haven't. Because separation of money and state, to me, is the most important way to prevent things like this from happening again. So we see what's happened in Sri Lanka. We can definitely say that it was because inflation, because of government debt and mishandling of, you know, all of the funding and all that kind of stuff that has them in this position. Now, if you want to prevent this from happening again, you as a people need to take it upon yourselves to adopt a form of currency that is not controlled by your government.
And one of the things about cryptocurrency is that it benefits the little guy more than the big guy, which is kind of a new thing for anything in finance. And since they're going to have to remake their entire currency system anyway, since they're inflating it into oblivion now, they may as well just adopt cryptocurrency while they've got the opportunity.
Well, that's what they would do if, you know, there was some sort of sanity to government monetary policy, but we all know that central banks are not interested
in... Oh, I'm not suggesting that the government do this. I'm talking suggesting the people do this.
Purely grassroots movement, right? It's people reaching out to people. I know there are people in the United States, I know there are people listening to our voices right now who know some people in Sri Lanka. They have a friend, a family member, somebody's teaching English, I don't care. Get a hold of them and go, hey, you need to start talking about cryptocurrency. Currency with these people. This needs to be a grassroots movement thing.
All right, so it's not in the news yet that I can see, but we literally just last night talked about Argentina and their recent deal with the IMF for something like a $40 or $50 billion bailout that required Argentina to crack down on cryptocurrency-related business. So it's basically crypto has been outlawed across the entire nation of Argentina. They did this literally...
I thought it was just that the Argentinian government wasn't allowed to
do anything. They put this policy into effect literally days after the two largest Argentinian banks, which, by the way, Argentina, facing approximately 70% inflation year over year. So they're in a similar inflationary situation as Sri Lanka. And so what happened was two of the major banks, like the biggest banks, private banks in Argentina, had announced, hey, we're going to let our customers buy Bitcoin through our systems. And, oh, no, you're not, said the government, and came in and said, you know, oh, we got a deal with the IMF that says no regulated institution will be touching cryptocurrency. One of the points that they made at Bitcoinist.com was they believe that this may actually outlaw all cryptocurrency activity within Argentina. Now, that's going to be hard to crack down on, obviously, so we know how governments work. They always go after the centers. They go after the exchanges. They go after the banks and big corporations or whatever. So,
well, I got to tell you, this isn't going to work. So, I mean, like, if you look at what happened in Vietnam, like, they were probably the most aggressive of any country to just seriously crack down on not only mining the stuff, but individuals, not just companies, but individuals were not allowed to use it. And now they are leading the world in cryptocurrency usage.
Really?
Yeah. Vietnam made a complete 180 directly after, because it's useful, because they were facing this kind of hyperinflationary situation.
But did they cut a deal with the IMF?
Did Vietnam
the government
cut a deal? I don't think so, no.
Okay, so that's the one of the key differences, right? So the Argentinian gang cut a deal, they got paid $40 billion, and the IMF got them to agree to do their bidding and crack down on cryptocurrency. Now, again, I don't know if that's what's going to happen in Sri Lanka, but they are talking with the IMF. That's in the news. Mm. They are trying to negotiate a deal with them. We just don't know what the terms are yet.
Well, I can tell you one term right now is that it's probably not going to be like a bailout in the sense of like here's a bunch of money like we're used to.
It's a loan.
It's going to be a loan with a whole bunch of strings attached and a whole bunch of strings that we haven't figured out just yet, but we'll tell you later.
And I just want to correct what I said a minute or a couple minutes ago, I guess. You are correct, Ian. A little more than 2 million people are in jail, in prison population across the U.S. That would make it the fifth largest city. If you just took them all and put them in one city. So New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Houston, prison population.
You know, there's a movie about making a city from a jail.
Escape from New York?
Yeah, Escape from New York. Great movie. Check that one out if you haven't seen it. Let's go to Jet, calling us from Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live, Jet.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about taxation because obviously we're not being taxed enough. Otherwise, these so-called people calling themselves government would be able to survive and work just the way they are. Anyway, but I wanted to pass on, let's say, to the listeners that and I keep thinking about this, that you, Ian, are being punished with so many different punishments without ever having been convicted.
Yes. You're referring to bail conditions that have been very heavy on me for the
incarceration.
For most of the last year. I was also incarcerated for 2 months. But being out wasn't that much better in the initial days because I couldn't leave the house without asking for permission in advance early on. So, yeah, it sucks. And without any kind of conviction.
You also were banned from a lot of contact with a lot of your friends.
Yeah, that's right.
Those are all punishments.
Yes.
And I hope at some point a civil rights lawsuit is filed against that.
That'd be great.
And in any event, I was thinking about taxation. Every time someone brings up topics like law and taxation, we refer to them as mafias and extortions,
mm-hmm.
All of which are contrary to liberty, of course. Ask them, of course, I always encourage people to ask questions. Ask them to explain how it is that strangers can magically decree that you owe them money or that you must obey them or that you must at least agree with their opinions. This guy was talking the other day about the social contract. So, well, the question is, where do I find it?
They can never answer that question.
I mean, in other words, rather than making a statement about it, you ask a question. Yeah. Yeah. Can you show it to me? In other words,
what did he say?
I haven't done that because I don't deal with that. Anybody?
Oh, I thought you said you were.
I'm sure they'd tell you it's an idea.
I thought you said you were having that conversation with somebody. I apologize.
No, I didn't. No, I was just you the other day. I heard you on the radio.
Oh yeah, yeah. We had a leftist caller from San Francisco, David, called in and once again started pounding the idea of the social contract. And when we asked him to show it to us, of course he couldn't do that.
Yeah.
It's Jet's thing that I have faith in.
Mm-hmm. What Jet's talking about, questioning, this is known as the Socratic method,
mm-hmm.
right? And it really is just that. It's just questioning. So instead of saying how you feel and asking if a person agrees with you or not, you ask questions about how they already feel and allow them, you're sort of leading them to use logic and deduction to come to their own conclusion.
We hope.
We hope.
Yeah.
But it's called the Socratic method. It's pretty effective.
Thank you, Jet, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. It isn't just protests happening in Sri Lanka. There's also been some pretty effective protests that have been happening in the Netherlands with a bunch of angry farmers. And, Pickles, you've been following this one.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into what's happening there. And, it's kind of like the trucker protest in Canada, but to a different level. We'll explain that on the way. Hour 2 is coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.